have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Good friends, Charlie Murdoch. This is Apostle Dawn Westbrook. Join me on Shabbat Saturday here at Elation Radio at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we Shabbat the Lord and declare the word of the Lord over your life for this hour. Shalom.
Hallelujah. It's working out in our favor. Glory to God. Indeed it is. Welcome, welcome, welcome each and every one. Please let me know, sound check, that you can hear me. Thank you so much. This is Shabbat Saturday, and we bless the Lord for this platform. We are so grateful for what the Spirit of the Lord is doing amongst us and in the Elation family. Glory to God. We are just part of that family, and we thank God for the visionary of Elation Radio, none other than Dr. Kimmy Robinson, the visionary again, and anointed and appointed woman of God. We thank you, Father God, for her vision and for her heart for the kingdom of God. But listen, this is Apostle P.D. Westbrook, also known as Apostle Dawn Westbrook. And again, this is Shabbat Saturday. Glory to God. And we're so honored to be on this platform in this season. Did you know, people of God, the reason why we come each and every Saturday is so that we can Shabbat him and worship him and exalt his name, because that is why we were created. Did you know that? The word says in Revelation 4:11, you are worthy, O Lord our God, to receive glory and honor and power. Hallelujah. You created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. We were created to worship. Hallelujah. So here on Shabbat Saturday, as we Shabbat him, we lift up our hands. We bless his name. His name is Elohim. His name is Jehovah. And we were created to worship him. Glory to God. And with that, I am going to just go ahead and go on in the program. Again, I am your host of Shabbat Saturday. And we bless the Lord for you being here and just taking time out of your busy schedule to come and Shabbat him with us. We have a very special guest on today, and I just want to get right to it. Amen. Our special guest for today is none other than Prophetess Sherelle White, a woman of God, an ambassador with a global mindset to seek and save the lost. Truly, the harvest is calling all of us, amen, and it is our mandate to go and to disciple and to save the lost, literally snatch them out of the fires of hell, amen. Well, this woman of God has an apostolic anointing and a gift of the prophetic with interpretation of tongues. She is a wife, a mother, an entrepreneur, a business owner of Right Track Credit Life, amen, and a speaker daily of Our Daily Bread on Clubhouse, as well as a facilitator and an educator and a wealth generator in Jesus' name. I'm so excited again for her being here, but you know, people of God, everything is very strategic. We understand that there have been recent headlines, indeed, that are showing that there is a great shaking going on. So I believe that the Spirit of God is calling forth women and men of God, such as Prophetess Sherelle and myself and others. And I was going to say, amen, Apostle, amen. I'm elevating you, Dr. Robinson, amen, to come forth and just to declare and decree the word of God in wherever and whatever medium and platforms that he has allowed us to sit on. Indeed, there is a great shaking going on in the heavenly realms, and we, you, and I have been given the authority to speak and say something, to speak and declare the greatness and goodness of our God. And so, again, we Shabbat our awesome God and encourage you, our audience here, and those that will be listening on the replay. Why? Because today, and I say this each and every day that I wake up, amen, and I'm not 6 feet under. Today is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall, what, rejoice and be glad in it. By George, we will do that here on Shabbat Saturday. So glory to God, our anointed, amen, guest prophetess, Sherelle White, woman of God, are you here with us?
I am here, PD. Thank you so much for having me. Good afternoon to you, PD. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yes.
I know.
Yes, I'm excited.
I know. I'm on fire. Amen. And in great anticipation of what the Spirit of the Lord is going to say.
Yes.
Just do a sound check. Amen. You can hear me clearly as well as I can hear you. Just amplify your voice if you can. Amen.
Yes,
but we are excited.
Yes,
absolutely excited.
Yes. Absolutely.
So you're going to inspire. You're going to move us in the realm of his glory. Hallelujah.
Come
and we bless the Lord for you.
You got me stirred up.
Hallelujah. Listen, now, woman of God, you are released to go forth as the Spirit of the Lord would have you, amen, in your own way, and you have free course. Take as much time as you need. Glory to God. Go forth and Shabbat the Lord and bless the people of God in Jesus' name.
Amen. Well, thank you so much, PD, for having me. I'm excited to be on Shabbat Saturday. This is this is awesome. My life is a Shabbat. So I'm just joining in with your Shabbat. You know, I also want to say hi to your listening audience, and God bless everyone that's on the line today sharing with us. I'm going to say a prayer, and then I'm just going to jump right into it, if that's okay, PD. Amen. Heavenly Father, I just thank you, Father, for what you've given me today, Father. I'm asking that you would stand up in me. Woo! Speak through me with clarity, Father God. Ooh, use me for your purpose, not mine. God, use me for your purpose. Father, I pray that you would give us listening ears. God, open the eyes of our understanding and the eyes of our heart. God, that we might be able to receive what it is you're giving to us and feeding to us at this time. I thank you for what you're getting ready to do. I thank you for the chains that have already been broken. God, I thank you that somebody, even right now, God, is feeling their strength, that they can do it. My God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and thank God. All right. So when I was thinking about what God might have for me to share or what he wanted me to talk about, he led me back to John 12 because we've been in John. And so he led me back to John 12 and verse 27 caught my attention. And then the Holy Spirit kicked in. But when I woke up this morning, you know, God had another thing he showed me. So I started reading, you know, this other thing God showed me, and I got all caught up in it. And so the Holy Spirit is speaking, and we're going back and forth and having this dialogue and conversation with the Holy Spirit, and I'm getting hyped up because by now I'm on my walk. And so me and Holy Spirit are talking, and I'm thinking to myself, I'm saying, ooh, when I get back home, God, I'm going to talk about that. Now, mind you, I was on another thing last night and had notes written out in the whole nine. And when I got back home from my walk, you know, I was still lit from the conversation I was having with Holy Spirit on my walk, and I wanted to talk about it. So I pulled out my notepad, and it was right on the conversation that I had with him last night. And Holy Spirit stopped me in my tracks and said, now, share that. And so I got all excited about that other thing, but I had to back up and come and share exactly what God told me to share the first time. So let's go. My scripture reading is going to come from John 12, 27. And so I'm going to read verse 27, and you're hearing I'm reading from the New Living Translation, and that is John 12, verse 27. All right. Jesus is saying, now my soul is deeply troubled. Should I pray, Father, save me from this hour? But this is the very reason I came. Father, bring glory to your name. So when I was thinking about this verse, amen, and the word of the Lord is blessed, Jesus was saying his soul was troubled. Now, this part of John, this chapter of John, deals with him sharing with the disciples, predicting his own death. It was during the time of the Passover celebration. They had some Greeks that wanted to meet Jesus there who disciples during this time in John 12, his time had come. And he's explaining to them the parable about, you know, the kernel falling to the ground. And, you know, unless a kernel of wheat dies, unless it's planted in soil and dies, it remains alone, you know, but when it springs up. And he's teaching all of these parables at this same time. Man, this is crazy. So he's teaching them parables at the same time as the celebration and all of these things are happening. And when he said, my soul is deeply troubled, this was during the time he was on his way to the cross. So I can imagine that during this time when Jesus was teaching this parable and thinking as well about his upcoming assignment, he said, my soul is deeply troubled. I can imagine if, you know, I had this type of assignment from my government. Because, again, remember, this was the time when he was going to the cross in John 12. And he was sharing with his disciples these parables and getting them to understand what was going on in the moment. And he was predicting his own death to them. So imagine that, you know, you have to perform this task for your government. And I'm using the word government on purpose because we're all government employees in our kingdom. And imagine you have this assignment to perform for your government. You've never done it before. You know, and I'm just looking on the light side right now because the assignment might come with some criticism. It might come with some backbiting and some backstabbing. You know, a lot of us will quit. We will quit right there because we're not, you know, we're not built like that. So, you know, it would be a quit for us. It would be a no-go on this assignment. Give me another assignment. If we quit right there, imagine having foreknowledge of your death. Imagine. I want you to listen. Let's use our imaginations. Y'all use your imaginations with me a little bit today. Imagine having foreknowledge of your death. If this was you, you have foreknowledge of your death. And you don't just have foreknowledge of your death. You have foreknowledge of the torture. You have foreknowledge of the people turning their backs on you, the hardness of the people's heart, the very same people you came to ransom. You have foreknowledge of knowing you were getting ready to be betrayed by one of your close friends. Other friends are going to deny you, and eventually all your friends would abandon you. And let's not forget, if you had foreknowledge of the violent attack you were getting ready to come under, heading to your crucifixion, and you had foreknowledge of all of this, but still you said it was but for this purpose, for this very reason I came. This is the purpose I came here for. Ooh, he was predicting his own death here. It was the very purpose I came here for. So if I had a title for this PD, if I had a title, I would say to you all, to everyone who's listening and who's even listening to the replay, three words. Do it troubled. Do it troubled. Often the things God has for us to do, it's way out of our comfort zone. Just imagine if God gave us just even a glimpse of the type of attacks or hardship we would come under, knowing this was an assignment we had to do, something that we were called to do, something that we couldn't get out of doing. There was no other option or way to go. This was the route. you know, I think to say some of the best of us might walk away might be an understatement. You know, so still he says, my soul is troubled. And then he backed it up and said, but it was for this purpose I came to this hour. What if we shift our kingdom thinking and started viewing our time here as ambassadors, as representatives from heaven, here on a particular assignment, as a representative from our kingdom? What if we were so constrained to follow our assignment that we had no other choice? What if we were married to our assignment? Now I'm going to say that, you know, that's what Jesus did. You know, and I guess on some level we all understand that this walk is not without, you know, some warfare. You know, as a matter of fact, if your assignment didn't trouble you, or you weren't a little bit worried about it, or, you know, you had some great resistance, or, you know, most of the resistance is internal, you know, I would have to wonder whether or not, you know, God gave it, because his assignments are often met with resistance internally first. And then fear starts settling in, and then you have to come back to who you are, an ambassador on assignment. And so these assignments, you know, when they come, they're often met with great resistance. And, you know, most of it is internal. And we go back and forth with ourselves about these assignments. And we have to save souls in love and resist fighting within ourselves. And your kingdom assignment is your kingdom assignment in whatever territory he's placed you in. He makes your gifting make room for you in that territory. So, you know, we're in some warfare in these assignments. And so we shouldn't be able to think that we're going to be able to just walk into an assignment. But Jesus backed it up on that scripture, the same scripture, and he said, so what shall I say? What shall I say? Should I say to God, you know, save me from this hour? You know, I think, you know, right here is a good place to keep in mind how often we doubt. And what shall I say? He said, what shall I say, you know? He was doubting, not doubting his assignment, but, oh, my God, can you imagine having knowing all of these things that you're getting ready to go through and not have some questions? I might have some questions. I might have some questions. But, you know, I get it. Right here is a good time to keep in mind how often we doubt what God has put in our hands to do. How often we doubt God, our God assignment for our life, you know, because it doesn't come wrapped in the wrapper. You know, it's not the wrapper we want. That's not the, you know, it doesn't look like it. It's interesting how most of the assignments are already in our hands. Like, there are some assignments we already know we have to do, and we still have a lot of questions for God. When God is saying, go, this is the season to go. But we have so many questions, go. And you won't make one step. You're just asking the question. And so Jesus is still saying, you know, but it's the reason I came. This assignment. And so I'm not condemning anyone for asking the question and not wanting to go because you're in good company. You know, Jesus let us see a little bit of his humanity again right here. You know, he was like, I'm thinking about this, you know, but what I'm going to say, you know, it was for this reason that I came. He was asking a question that he already had the answer to, and he settled it in his mind. But for this reason, for this purpose, I came. When doubt raises its head as you're on your way to your assignment, when doubt raises its head, settle it in your spirit. You're going to have to just settle that thing in your spirit. No, this is why God put me here in this position. This is why I came in the first place. This is why God sent me in the first place. It was but for this purpose I came to this hour. I was made for this. All I'm trying to say is everywhere God is sending you, determine it in your heart that this is where God has determined you to be. This was the place he set you in. You were made for it. You were built for it. You know, there are things that God puts inside of us, and we haven't even discovered it yet. And I know we say this all the time because it's becoming so popular, but I'm telling you, there is a version of us that we haven't even met. We haven't even been introduced to this version of us. It's the version that's completely free. We understand how kingdom works. We've gotten into the, we want to know more about this kingdom life. We want to know more because the more you know about your government, the more excited you'll be about your assignment. And then you won't be nervous, so nervous, wondering what is it that God wants you to do when you're always going back and forth with God instead of taking the first step. God wants us to take the first step. That's all. You got to settle it in your spirit. I was built for this. This is why God sent me. I'm in this position because this is where God wanted me to be. If he wanted you to be somewhere else, he would have planted you somewhere else. We have to save souls. This is our kingdom assignment in whatever territory, like I said earlier, he's placed you in. The end. At the end, he said, Father, glorify your name, my God. Ooh, and isn't that what we want? Don't we want God to get all the glory from our lives? Don't we want God to be glorified? Like that, we make that the pinnacle of everything we do. Every decision we make, we want to make it with the determination that God will get all the glory from it. My God. And he said, God, listen, I don't know about this, but you're sending me to this cross, and what should I say? Should I just say, save me from this hour? But it was for this purpose I was made. I was created. I was sent for this hour. Father, glorify your name. Understand, when God gives you an assignment, when God presents you with an opportunity that you never even imagined you would be doing, going, he will not only give you that assignment and send you into places you never even imagined you ever would go and be, he will give you all the necessary grace. I always say God gives you grace for the next thing because that's what Holy Spirit told me. God is even giving you grace right now for the next. Oh, my God. So he's giving you grace for the next thing. Somebody, you're doubting what it is, but God is giving you grace for the next thing. The next move is yours, my God. And he wants us to use these gifts. He wants us to use our natural gifts. He wants us to use our gifts to further the kingdom agenda. Our job is to expand the kingdom. It's to spread the kingdom message of love using our giftings, using our talents. I'm excited about this kingdom message, PD. It's one of the messages that's really close to my heart. And, you know, so if I could leave you with anything, you know, I would leave you with this. Do it troubled. Put your hand to the plow. Settle it in your mind that it was for this purpose. You came to this place. And then as our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, did, we can turn to God and say, Father, glorify your name through me. And I'm going to end it right there, PD. I want to thank you so much for inviting me. I want to thank you so much for you all listening to me. Yes, ma'am?
The honor is totally ours. Go ahead, woman of God.
Yes, and so I want to thank the listening audience for tuning in and hanging in there with me. God bless you. I love you all so much. Thank you for tuning in. And I know you wanted me to close with a prayer, or you want me to come back with the prayer? PD?
Yes, if you would go ahead and pray as the Holy Spirit would lead you, to also include a prayer for those who are indeed doubting, amen, or having, I guess, some resistance to accepting the assignment because of the criticism, because of the opposition. If you could release a prayer of intercession on their behalf,
wow,
in the name of Jesus. Wow. And even if it requires those who have turned away from the assignment, a prayer of repentance,
wow,
in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah, my God. Hallelujah. God has not forgotten about you, and he's not changing his mind about the assignments. They're yours. They're yours. If you don't do them, there's no one to assign them. He has else to assign them to, because it's your voice. It's your voice. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray, Lord God, that your word falls on very good soil, rich soil, potent soil, organic soil, the good stuff, God. I pray, God, that it germinates and creates a beautiful mustard tree, God, in our lives. Father, I pray even now, Father God, that you would even return the word back a thousandfold. Father God, I thank you, Lord God, for that even through this word, that somebody is understanding, Lord God, that I got to do it even troubled, that I got to take the first step in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I even pray now, oh God, I come against the spirit of resistance. I renounce the spirit of anxiety, of fear, of resistance. God, I take authority over it in the name of Yahweh. HaMashiach, Lord, I take authority over it. Father God, even now, God is saying, don't fear, come up higher. Don't fear, come up higher. You're too close to the situation. You need to come up higher. Oh, my God, so you can view the situation from the top down. My God, I don't know who that's for. You're too close to the situation. You need to come up so you can view the situation from the top down, and God will show you clarity. You'll see it in clarity. My God, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Even now, Father God, I pray for the person that, God, who walked away from there. Maybe, God, they put it on the back burner. Maybe it was 10 years ago, maybe 20, maybe even 30 years ago. You gave them an assignment, and, God, they put it on the back burner because for whatever reason, God, even, oh, God, resurrect. The assignment is still necessary, I hear God say. Oh, my God, the assignment is still, okay, all right, God, because he started it off by saying, I haven't changed my mind about the assignment. My God will pick up the assignment. I feel like Holy Spirit is going to refresh the assignment for you. He's going to refresh it. And so you have a fear of bringing the assignment forward. My God, I come against, God, fear of faces, fear of people. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we crush the head, Lord God, of a critical spirit that tries to just implant itself in our belly. My God, in the name of Jesus, you're your worst critic. My God, people are loving you, and you believe they're not fearing you. God is saying, oh, come out your own head in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, I thank you, God, for the healing that's manifesting, because somebody in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I thank you for PZ. I thank you for the platform you've given her. Lord God, I thank you for the anointing on her life. Oh, she is a mighty woman of God. Oh, thank you, Lord God, my God. Oh, Lord, okay. Hallelujah. I see explosions happening. Explosions everywhere. Just explode the word of God just exploding over your life. My God, PD, keep doing what God is calling you to do. Your work is not in vain. Oh my God, I just heard the heavens hear you. That's what I heard. The heavens hear you in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for every person on this phone. Father, you know what, God? I even come into agreement with healing. Somebody's believing you for, I don't know what part of your body is aching. I can't see that right now, but there is somebody who needs healing is the children's food. Healing is the children's food. Our Father desires that we are in good health. He desires that we are in health. Okay, even as our soul is prospering. So I speak the Baisho Ramaha Kisorida Hasha. O Ramaha, I come against sickness in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God, we renounce sickness in the body from the top of the head to the sole of the feet. My God. Oh God, the swelling is sort of going down, and somebody speak, go down even now in the mighty name of Jesus. The swelling go down, 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 down in the mighty name of Jesus. Go Ishoraba, go down. God. Okay, all right, I'm gonna get out of that. All right, Lord, hallelujah. And I thank you, God, for receiving the word. And I give all glory to God in Jesus' name. I pray, amen. Thank you, PD, for having me.
Glory to God. Woman of God, you were not out of order in the name of Jesus. I want you to, if you would, pray now for my precious sister queen, Dr. Robinson, and pray for strength on her behalf in Jesus' name.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, my God. Dr. Robinson, oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, I declare that no weapon that is even being formed and forged against you, even right now, I need you to know those weapons will not prosper. They're being formed even, but God wants you to know that they they won't prosper. Ooh, Isharama, he needs you to be confident in your assignment. Ooh, Lord, have mercy. He needs you to be confident in your assignment. Ishamokurama, okay. Already wants you to know that he loves you very much. He wants you to know he's so very proud. Yeah. He says you can do it. Yeah, he says you can do it. God, I speak strength to your body, Dr. Robinson. I speak strength to your mind. I speak strength to your soul. Oh, I speak that you will not grow weary in well-doing. I declare that in the name of Jesus, oh, my God, you will reap if you faint not. I guarantee you, I see it. You will reap if you don't faint. Keep your hand to the plow. Don't look backwards. It's okay. A lot of parts have to fall off a rocket as it goes up, up, up. A lot of parts have to fall off as it goes up, up, up. And this is a dramatic process. This is not an easy process. Anything could happen on the up, up, up if all things aren't working together. Hallelujah. All things are working together. Glory to God. My God, this is good. As you're going up, things have to fall off. It's not always easy letting go of the things that need to fall off. But it has to, okay, I'm going to get out of that. But thank you so much, PD. And I declare, Dr. Robinson, that God will do all things well in your life. Amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. And we just release and decree over you, Dr. Robinson, that the word of God says, if you diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God and will do what is right in his sight and will listen and obey his commandments and keep all his statutes, he said, Dr. Robinson, that he would put none of the diseases upon you which were brought upon the Egyptians, because he is the Lord that heals you in the name of Jesus. He said, Dr. Robinson, that you are not to forget all of his benefits towards you in the name of Jesus, because he has what? Forgiven all of your iniquities, and he heals all of your dis-ease and disease in the name of Jesus. He said to you, Dr. Robinson, that you are his beloved and that he desires above all things that you continue to prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. Now that the word has been sent, that release by Prophetess Sherelle White and myself, we thank you, Lord, for the word that has been sent. Hallelujah. And you said that when you send the word, that it would heal them and heal Dr. Robinson and deliver her from all of her destruction, dis-ease, and disease in the name of Jesus. And Father God, as this word has been released over the atmosphere, we thank you that it is not only for Dr. Robinson, but also for those that are in the listening earshot of what we have declared and released over the airways, Father God. You are not a respecter of persons in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I thank you that even as, you know, some of us, our souls are troubled in this hour and we are doubting you and we're having reservations, Lord God, and we're allowing the voice of the enemy to be louder than yours, Lord God, but we are, hallelujah, kingdom citizens. We are joint heirs with Christ Jesus. We are of a royal priesthood. We are employees of the kingdom of God, as the woman of God said, irregardless of the criticism and the backstabbing and the opposition and the words of the naysayers and the no-sayers, Lord God. I thank you right now that you are building us up, that you are shoring us up, that you are settling us, strengthening us, hallelujah, and perfecting us, Father God. And I thank you for the commitment, the greater commitment that is rising up in your people, even in spite of the discomfort, Father God, because yet, hallelujah, you said, for this purpose was the Son of God made manifest that he would destroy the works of the enemy. Father God, thank you for refreshing the assignment that you place on the hearts of your people. Thank you for the mantles that rest upon your beloved. Thank you, Lord God, in particular for the mantles of a prophetess, Sherelle, about to call you doctor. I've been doing that a lot of late. Amen. A prophetess, Sherelle White, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, thank you that you are raising up, oh God, your people that are in earshot, that are listening, that are under the sound of our voices. You are not here by accident. I believe the Spirit of the Lord is saying, come out of the Lodabar mindset. Arise and ascend. Arise. Hallelujah. For the glory of the Lord is upon you. Father God, I thank you that you are willing and we are willing. You have already given us the assignment and you have given us the grace upon grace to carry out that assignment, Lord God. And just as you said, nevertheless, not our will, but your will be done, Father God. We thank you for the assignment, Father God. We are not moved by our feelings or our emotions. We have settled it in our mind. Hallelujah. We have settled this matter once and for all. This is the purpose that we have been apprehended. This is the place, Lord God, that you have set us, as the woman of God said, Lord God. And we were built for this. We have been prepared for this in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I thank you right now that we will not doubt. We will not draw back. We will not rescind. And we will not even look back in the name of Jesus, but press forth towards the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus.
in Jesus' name. I pray and I stand in agreement again with the prayer of Prophetess Sherelle White. Amen. And I thank you for the prayer. Amen. And the prayer of agreement that I've released in this hour. And thank you now for your ministering angels and your warring angels that now hearken unto every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God, that you, Lord God, watch over your word to perform it, and it does not return to you void, but prospers in the place where it has been sent, in Jesus' name. Lord God, I thank you for this day, that we will not doubt what God has released in our hearing on today. We trust you, Father God, for the instruction in this season, in Jesus' name. And indeed, Lord God, you are doing a new thing. You are creating a new path in the midst of the chaos that tries to succumb us, Lord God, or to make us draw back. But Lord, we will do it troubled, as the woman of God said, in the name of Jesus. We will speak life over those dead things. We will walk in the power and authority that you have given us and you have given us access to, Father God. We thank you for this new season, 5783, and we walk into our new in now in the name of Jesus. I thank you again, Prophetess Sherelle White. Thank you for your obedience. My God. Thank you, woman of God, for your obedience and for releasing this Kairos word in this hour. The Lord bless you greatly. Hallelujah. As you have poured out unselfishly and allowed the Holy Spirit to use you, in Jesus' name. Father God, you are a mighty God, all-seeing, all-knowing, and fulfilling your purpose and your destiny for our lives. And we thank you, Father God, for filling this broadcast now with your glory. Hallelujah. And those that are under the sound of our voices now and later on the rebroadcast will experience a great manifestation of your power and your presence. Touch the life and nature of God within us, Father God. I want to say thank you again, Queen Sherelle. I call you Queen. Amen. I call all my sisters Queens. Amen. I bless the Lord for you, woman of God. But listen, for those who would like to connect with you and want to know what you are doing and what the ministry is doing and what your business is doing, can you share with us that information now in Jesus' name, and also direct us to a website that we may connect with you in Jesus' name?
Amen, amen. So what we've been doing lately, God has us on this assignment with this group we have. It's called Our Daily Bread. We meet on Clubhouse on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 5 a.m. Let me get this wrong. Kiki going to get me. 5 a.m. We meet Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Mondays and Wednesdays, we meet at 5 a.m. Central and 6 a.m. Eastern. And on Wednesdays, we meet at 6 a.m. Central and 7 a.m. Eastern. And what we do every morning is come together and share the fresh daily bread that God gave you. And we want to hear what God was telling you when you woke up that morning, what you went to bed thing. So it's a good thing. So check us out on Clubhouse. And then for my business is called Right Track Credit Life Repair. And you can go to my website at www.righttrackcreditlife.com. That's www.righttrackcreditlife.com. Amen. Thank you, PD.
You are most welcome. Again, that is right, as in left and right, trackcreditlife.com. Glory to God. And you can also find her on Facebook under the name of Sherelle White Henry. Amen. Glory to God. Or Sherelle White, S-H-A-R-E-L-L. And, of course, connect with her through Messenger. I want to say thank you again for each and every one for stopping by for another Shabbat Saturday. And it is such an honor and a privilege to have this platform. I do not take it for granted. We of the Shabbat Saturday family do not take it for granted. Amen. Thank you, Dr. Kimmy Kim Robinson, and the Elation Radio, iHeart Spricker Radio, and YouTube for this platform, for God's people. And we pray the Lord will continue to bless you, continue to enlarge our borders and territories in Jesus' name. And thank you again for joining us this Shabbat Saturday. Prophetess Sherelle White, my God today. Listen, all of you, I love this woman of God.
I
bless God for her spirit and for her spirit of obedience, most importantly. But you all, please, follow her. Go to her page, amen. Even go to the clubhouse room, amen. They are there again Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Mondays and Wednesdays will be 5 o'clock, or sometimes I saw 5:55 or 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, amen. And then on Fridays, Eastern Standard Time, I think it's 7 o'clock for me. Is that correct, Prophetess?
No, it's Mondays and Fridays, 5 a.m. Central, 6 a.m. Eastern.
Okay, amen, and I'm so glad.
6 a.m. Eastern, yes.
Amen. This is also being recorded, and I would admonish each and every one of you, please listen to the replay. It will be available on YouTube. Again, woman of God, the Lord bless you richly. And let his hand continuously be on you and pronouncing you everywhere that you go in the name of Jesus. And all of you there that are listening in the, I call it the VIP lounge, glory to God, we thank the Lord for your support of Prophetess Sherelle White and myself and Shabbat Saturday. Please come back next Saturday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, for another Shabbat Saturday at this great station, Elation Radio. Again, Dr. Kimmy Kim, our producer, thank you, woman of God, for your example and your courage. May the Lord God continue to use you, great woman of God. Now, please close us out. Shalom, everyone. The Lord bless you.
Simple man.